You have your Bibles this morning, Luke chapter 3, verse number 16. Luke chapter 3, verse 16. Hallelujah. I want you to prepare your hearts for God's word this morning in the name of Jesus. And I want to share for a few moments on receiving His promise of power. Receiving His promise of power. John chapter 3. Luke chapter 3, verse 16. John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water, but He who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Father, I just thank you this morning for your precious word today, Lord. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will just move in this place in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Holy Spirit will have His unhindered way, Lord, in this place in the name of Jesus. I pray against any kind of resistance this morning. Can you pray with me this morning? Any kind of resistance in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you will have your way in this service in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for a breakthrough this morning. We pray for a mighty breakthrough in the Spirit. Can somebody say amen this morning? Lord, that you would just move upon our hearts. That you would move upon our lives this morning in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. John says, I baptize you with water, but He who is mightier than I is coming. He who is mightier than I is coming. The I is Jesus. And we know that He did come. The strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. How many want to be filled with the Holy Spirit this morning? Come on, let me see your hand. How many want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? These words spoken by John are a divine declaration of what was to come later. Jesus would baptize, immerse, and fill His followers with the Holy Spirit. That's the promise. He's going to fill us with the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 24, verse 46 says, And He said to them, Jesus speaking here, Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer, and on the third day rise from the dead. Hallelujah. How many know Jesus is alive this morning? Jesus is alive this morning. And that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in His name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Verse 49. And behold, Jesus says, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. I am sending what? I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Amen. Friends, let me tell you something. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is no longer an option. I want to say it again. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is no longer an option for the believer today in the church. You say, what? Because the enemy knows his time is short. And he's pulling out all the stops. How many know that's what the Bible says? The enemy knows his time is short. And he is pulling out all the stops. He is attacking every born-again believer with the fury that is within him. And as we get closer and closer to the coming of Jesus Christ, we are going to need the power of the Holy Spirit. Friends, there's so much anxiety right now in the hearts and minds of so many people. Anxious thoughts are rising up because the enemy is attacking with a spirit of anxiety and worry and concern because of all the things that are coming upon the face of the earth. And I don't know if you watched the news this morning, but over 200 people were brutally murdered in churches across Sri Lanka this morning as they went to worship God and give glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Bombers went in with vests full of explosives and blew themselves up in churches around Sri Lanka and in the capital of Colombo, killing scores of Christians and believers that were only there to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The country is full of anxiety. And the only way to battle with the devil in this day and hour is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Can I say it again? The only way to battle with the devil in this hour is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus was saying, you need the power to do ministry. You need the power. Whether you're 10 years old or whether you're 95 years old, you need the power of the Holy Spirit this morning to do battle against the forces of darkness. You need power to pray. How many know the enemy comes in against us when we start praying? You need power to pray this morning. You need power to combat the forces of the enemy. You need power to move in the realm of the Spirit to a higher level. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Here's the verse that I want to center in on this morning. But you will. That's a positive statement. You will receive power. Jesus speaking. You talk about positive statements. This is one of them. But you will receive power. You will receive power. Someone said, why are you always talking about the Holy Spirit? Well, friends, if you've read the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit is all through the book of Acts. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Witnesses, a testimony to what God has done and is doing and is going to do. And I want to say this morning that this power is available to you today. This very day, this power is available to you.
Amen.
I don't know if you believe that or not.
Yes.
But that's what the Bible teaches. This power is available to you this very day as we are sitting in this church, as I am preaching your word. This power is available. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants to pour out His Spirit upon us. He wants to pour out His Spirit upon us. Acts chapter 2 verse 4 says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. I want to read that again. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I just got to read it one more time. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. I said it last week and I'm going to say it again. Tongues is the language of the end times. Speaking in tongues is the language of the end times. Things are going to become so chaotic. Things are going to become so confusing that you're not going to know how to pray in English. But if you're filled with the Holy Spirit and you speak in other tongues, hallelujah, come on somebody, you're going to be able to pray in the midst of chaos. You're going to begin to pray, hallelujah. And let me say that, just to get you really either upset or joyous, tongues, the prayer language that you receive when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, is a language. And it's more than two words. If someone said to me, do you know English? And all I could say is hi, hi. Hi, hi. Hello. Hi, hi. Hello. I'm fluent. Hi, hi. Hello. You say, that guy's crazy. He thinks he's fluent in English and all he can say is hi, hi, hello. It's a language, folks, because you are communicating directly from your spirit to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. To His very heart. You have a connection with the Father. Praise the name of Jesus. You say, what's your goal, Pastor Ripley, for Grace Christian Fellowship? I want it to be a fanatical group of tongue talkers in the name of Jesus. Praying in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Hallelujah. You say, I don't think I'm going to be comfortable here. Just stay long enough and you'll slip into the river. Glory to God. If you get close enough to the river of any bank, You're going to eventually just slip in. Hallelujah. Glory. You can't help it. You'll just get close to the moving of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Reach it, brother.
Speaking in tongues has changed my life.
Yes.
And I'm going to be sharing more about this. It's a prayer language. It's more than just a few words. But you won't receive it, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you don't think you need it. You'll never receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit if you don't think you need it. If you in your mind say, I don't need it, then you'll never receive it. You've got to want it. Hallelujah. You've got to want to be filled. You've got a desire to be filled. You've got a hunger to be filled. Hallelujah. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You won't receive it if you don't think you need it. You won't get it if you don't think it's for you. How many know some people think it's not for them? It's just for a select few. Why would God give me the ability to communicate directly to God in prayer? I'm not talking about the gifts that happen in a service like tongues and interpretation and prophecy. I'm not talking about those gifts. I'm talking about the ability to communicate in my personal walk with God, in my personal closet, shut away with God. Why would God give me that ability to communicate directly to Him and not give it to you? That would make God partial. Because He's giving me an advantage in prayer that He hasn't given to you. I want to know why God's doing that. You won't get it if you think it's not for you. It's for Sister So-and-so. God bless her. Can you imagine if the early church thought that way? Well, John got it, but I'm James. I don't need it. No, it says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Hallelujah. There was 120 in the upper room, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. No exceptions. Can somebody shout amen this morning? No exceptions. The breakthrough, because you know many of our churches are turning away from what I'm talking about. They think they don't need it. They have ingenuity, the mind. Friends, I want you to know I have no confidence in the flesh. I put no confidence in this head of mine, and neither does my wife. My confidence is in God. Hallelujah. I want to hear from God. Can you shout amen, somebody? I want to hear from the heart of God. Hallelujah. The breakthrough will not come. Listen to me. If you allow past negative experiences to keep you from this mighty blessing. Now, I've heard from quite a few of you who've said, I had a bad experience. You say, what happened? Well, somebody came up to me, and I remember this is true. I said it last week, let me say it again. He said, just repeat after me. See my tie, tie my tie. Come tie my bow tie. Say that faster. Say it faster. You got it! That's not the baptism in the Holy Spirit. That's not what I'm talking about this morning. Friends, we don't need to teach people something to say. When you get filled with the Holy Spirit from the depths of your innermost being, there is going to come a mighty gushing of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You're not going to be able to contain what God is doing in your life. Not the fake stuff. Just repeat that. That's foolishness. That's the work of the enemy. To take away from that which is genuine, that which is real, that which comes from the Spirit of God. We all have had past negative experiences in the church. I told you about the one I had. Do you remember? Where I went to a meeting and they said the Holy Spirit is moving and they were breaking furniture. They took a nice coffee table that I thought was probably worth a lot and they smacked it. And they took a chair and they smacked it and they broke off the legs. And then they came to me after that little time and they said, wasn't that a Holy Ghost time? And I said, I never knew that God was in the furniture breaking business. I didn't know that God broke furniture. We all have had past experiences that have been negative. But friends, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's the genuine moving of the Spirit of the living God. And that's what we want this morning. That which comes from the Holy Spirit. So you can't allow past negative experiences to keep you from this mighty blessing. You've got to forget those things which are behind and say, God, I'm not going to let anything keep me from receiving from what you have said in your word is real and true and genuine. If I were you, and I'm not, because if I was, I'd be retired. And I'm not. If I were you, and I did not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I would ask God why. How many know God doesn't mind us asking him questions? I would want to know. I would want to know why I don't have it. And then I would seek God till I got an answer. Are you hearing me this morning? I would be, if I were you and I didn't have it, I would be seeking God and asking him, why, Lord? Why don't I have it? And you know, when we start asking God things, God starts answering. Hallelujah. He starts answering. When we pray according to his will, he begins to answer. Devil's so poor. You know what he says? It's not your time yet. Oh, that's a good one. It's not your time yet. So-and-so would get saved, but it's not their time yet. What about when everything wraps up? Jesus comes back. Is the timing then? It's too late. How many know today is the day of salvation? Today is the day to receive Christ. There's not a timing in this. This is the day to receive from the Holy Spirit. God doesn't have some time up in heaven. Well, I guess it's their time. March the 25th, 2022. That is a trick of the devil. Are you hearing me, someone? You say, how do you know that? Look at this next verse. Luke chapter 11, verses 11 to 13. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a scorpion or a serpent? Happy birthday, son. Here is a serpent for your birthday. Watch out, the venom is poisonous. That's not how God works. Or if he asks for an egg, we'll give him a scorpion. You heard about the woman that was paid to tell you this. It was flying Air Canada, or maybe it was Sunwing, or one of those flights. She felt something biting her as she was flying. I can't remember if she was going to Jamaica or coming back. And she looked down, and there was a scorpion. I guarantee she didn't pick it up in Canada. Do you think if you ask for an egg, that God would give you something that would sting you, put venom in your system? No, he's not going to do that. He's saying an earthly father wouldn't even do that. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? If you ask, will He not give it? That's what that scripture says. If you ask for the Holy Spirit, Lord, I need to be filled. I need the power of the Holy Spirit. Someone said, well, can I get it without speaking in tongues? Well, if, you know, I don't know about you, but I want the full package. If someone goes to buy me a car, and they say, you can have whatever you want, and I'm going to pay for it. Are you going to get the low one without the GPS system? And no air conditioning? Someone else is paying for it. What are you going to do? Come on, be honest. Oh, I don't need that, and 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 I don't... I'm paying for it. You can take whatever you want. Take the full thing. Everything fully loaded. And it's paid for! Boy, you'd be awful stupid to... I said you'd be awful stupid to... You'd be awful stupid to say, don't give me all that stuff. I just want to just stick shift it. Just the basics. God says, I want to give you the full package. Hallelujah. I want you to be fully prepared. Take it all. I want to give it to you. Bible says, how much more will the Holy Spirit, will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? You say, do I have to jump up and down? No. Do I have to scream to get it? No. You just have to want it. Hallelujah. Did you know that the greatest revival that I have ever witnessed, and I've told this story so many times, of what God did in our Bible school in 1982, where the power of God came down and swept us all into a mighty, mighty renewal, started with someone seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit, who said, I'm not giving up until I get it. And she prayed until she received. Hallelujah. And from that point on, everything broke loose. You have to ask yourself this morning in conclusion, can you live this life without it and be effective? I'm not trying to come down on you this morning. I'm inviting you to come up, to let the Holy Spirit move upon your heart and let Him fill you. And sometimes, you know what? We need to be filled again. Hallelujah. We need to let the Holy Spirit fill us. We just have to ask. We just have to ask. Now, can I just say one more thing? Some people have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and they spoke in tongues, but it's not consistent because they only speak when they feel something. You know, if I gave you a gift and I said, you can only use it when I say so, wouldn't be much of a gift, would it? God says, I've given you something. Use it. Use it. I want to encourage you this morning. You pray in tongues, use it. Use it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Use it. And God is going to do some mighty things. Hallelujah. In your life. And in the lives of the people around you. In Jesus' name. Will you bow your heads this morning?